The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Oh, yeah, we got the music going now. This is Al. We're talking about Al. Al, we got so much going on. When Al goes out like to a concert. It's like a military rapid deployment. He looks at his clock, right, and he goes, okay, the concert is when? It's at 8 o'clock. He goes,
we will leave at 0430 hours. Let's go, everybody. Zero out. Let's go. Let's go. You got to go. And everybody, somebody stops. Al, I need you to do this. Nope, I got to get to the, I got to go. We need you to do a voice. Nope, can't do it. I got to get to the concert.
Because you don't understand.
You're like military operation.
Here's why.
What?
You don't like to wait in line.
Oh.
You don't like traffic, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to a show, the last two things that I want to do is I don't want to be sitting in traffic,
good point.
I don't want to wait on a line.
Good
so
point.
I pay extra for the parking so I can park right up in front of the gate so I can walk right in. And I like to leave at least 3 or 4 hours early. I want to be in the parking lot, have my beer and my food ready to go, and my music, and rock out for a couple hours, drink.
Do you
and
listen to the band that's going to play?
No, that's a faux pas. You never listen to the band you go to see inside.
See, Frank, are you taking
you
notes?
To other music.
I'm taking notes.
I don't want to hear about gay bakers. I don't want to hear about the NFL and the Eagles going to the White House. I want to hear about how.
Oh, listen to other music.
What is a faux pas at a rock and roll concert?
Yeah, all right, for instance, we saw ZZ Top and John Fogerty 2 weeks ago.
That was a rhetorical question.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Not as sorry as I am.
Go ahead.
No. So we're at John Fogerty and ZZ Top a few weeks ago.
Yes.
We listened to all metal. You listen to just completely different music than what you're going in to see. You don't listen to the guy that you're going to see.
We're taking these notes down, Matt.
Questions?
You spent the day yesterday in federal court to watch some mob guy get tried because they screwed up his knee. Please. And you're telling me about a concert? Come on, stop. Stop yourself.
Frank, I'm running around like a madman.
At least Joe's at a roast. He's having a good time. He's at the fries club.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't pay me. Don't insult me by offering me any money. I will do it for nothing. Frank, where'd you go to a gangster?
This is Frank's excitement of the day.
No. Wait,
he goes to federal court. And he has to only use his beeper. He only uses his beeper yesterday because he had to turn his phone in.
They don't let you take your phone in. You have to check your phone.
We had to do it at the White House. You mean I could use the beeper in the White House? You think I could get away with that?
I can't speak for
them. I am outside the Oval Office right now, beeping. But so you went to watch the gangster. Who's the gangster?
No, Tommy Gioli.
Oh.
So
how is Tommy, Frank?
Well, so he'd be better if his knee wasn't broken thanks to the negligence of the Bureau of Prisons.
Wait a minute. I swear to God, I'll break your kneecaps. Is that what happened?
No. Okay. No. What happened was Tommy, this is an incident that occurred in August 2013.
Tommy, come here, break
now,
his knees.
Look,
break his
Tommy has, he was purported to be the acting boss of the Columbo crime family.
I take
acquitted,
back everything I said.
Acquitted
then.
Of 6 murders.
Wow.
But barely convicted of racketeering. So
convicted.
Barely, yes.
Barely,
yes.
But convicted.
So he's in prison, and 5 years ago he's
kind of like the Supreme Court vote yesterday, kind of.
Yes. Well, no, that was pretty lopsided.
You like the way I threw in that topical thing?
But this is
God forbid we should talk
paper.
about real news that's
horrible
happening.
Horrible article in the New York Post. Actually, a very fair article in today's New York Times. But he's playing ping pong, August of 2013, and he
in
slips.
Prison.
Yeah, MDC in Brooklyn.
Wait, right. Where was this now?
At MDC Brooklyn. It's a federal correctional prison.
Can a prisoner file a lawsuit? Because that's a lawsuit.
Well, this is the case.
Oh,
this is what I was there watching.
Very interesting. All right. Okay, that is interesting.
He falls.
It's not John Fogerty, but it's very interesting.
Exactly. Breaks his knee. And apparently, prison officials had been told repeatedly about this slop sink, which was spraying water all over the place. and they did nothing about it. So this shameful display. No, seriously. I mean, so now he broke his knee, was immobilized for almost a year. He still doesn't walk well.
Like immobilized, right, Pat?
Yeah. No, he walks with a walker now because his knee was so broken.
That's a lawsuit.
This is the lawsuit. So the case is going to wrap up today, and I am hoping that the judge does the right thing.
So
judge
what
Matsumoto.
If he gets if he wins?
Well, then he'll get money, presumably.
To never use. He's in prison, right?
Well, but his wife could use it. So could his daughters.
You know what? As a son of a lawyer, let's see Arthur talk about that. Who's the lawyer that defended him, by the way?
The lawyer, he's suing. So he's the plaintiff. The Bureau of Prisons. It's a lawyer named Thomas Sofield. Yeah.
But I find it fascinating, and Al's right, that you find that fascinating enough to go to the trial.
The whole day.
I've been filed.
Will you please go to law school, please?
Go to
NYU. Come on. The station should pay for it.
There's way too many lawyers already.
No, but you are the guy, because you know when they go, all the people talk on Fox. They're old lawyers, and they never. I don't know that any of them have practiced, except for Judge Napolitano, of course, who has been like a very esteemed judge in the state of New Jersey. You should go to law school.
Well, you know, I'm not going to do that. I have no desire to take on another $100,000 in tuition. But and I do want to thank. I had another matter in federal court yesterday in the same courthouse that I can't talk about.
I can't talk about it yet.
But hopefully next week.
I can't discuss it.
But
it's a federal court case.
I'm not able to discuss.
Anything
it.
To do
but
with you?
I do
with
want
you?
To thank
a friend.
Well, I can't discuss.
He's so Italian. But he won't talk.
But I do want to thank Matthew Mary.
Matthew's great.
Who
he's a great guy.
Represented me on this matter yesterday.
Oh, you were a case for yourself.
Yeah, I can't discuss what it is, but I will as soon as I am able to discuss it. I have quite a bit.
You're
to say
in court.
About this.
Matthew Mary is absolutely your lawyer in court.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he represented me for free.
No
so
wonder
I'm
he was at
him.
Michael's of Brooklyn.
Well, he wasn't representing me at the time. But now
you
now,
closed the deal there at Michael's of Brooklyn.
No. It was all very last minute.
Boy, How are your kneecaps?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not sure if he's sending me a bill, but if he is, then I will launch a
but
legal
the point
defense
was,
fund.
He's telling people, he tweets to people yesterday, he'll be in federal court all day, he has to surrender his phone. If you need to get in touch with me, just beat me. I felt like I was in 1993
again.
Right,
exactly. But, you know, shame on the Bureau of Prisons available. Attorney yesterday, because he kept trying to involve all sorts of...
Who's he?
I believe Kevin Cleary, I believe is his name. He tried to keep bringing in all this organized crime stuff in this trial, and the judge had to tell him repeatedly, we're not interested in any of that.
We're interested in whether the Bureau of Prisons
was negligent. But witness after witness, this guy kept saying, well, isn't it true that Mr. Giolo is in organized crime?
Stop. What are you struggling with this thing?
It's like somebody wrapped this thing up.
You got to get the one corner there. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Look what...
It's Enrico Caruso.
No, I got to tell you something.
Mario Lanza.
So Angel downstairs, he's a security guy, and he wrote a great book. And I said, no, he's good. So we're talking, and I'm running in one morning downstairs, and in my usual rush. And he goes, Joe, I got to... And I go, Angel, I got to go. I got to run up. I thought he was going to tell me about the book again.
Keep you for a half hour.
No. Which is fine. So I run up, and then he goes, did you get the record? And I go, now what record? Look what he got me. I'm showing it on camera. It's Caruso and Lanza. Look at this. This is the Metropolitan Opera star Kurt Baum sings songs made famous by Caruso and Lanza, because he knows I'm an Italian guy. This is great. I mean, this is a real original album, so I can thank Angel.
Ramos, by the way, the author of the book Archaeologist of a Word, a great book. It's available on Amazon.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
More than he's actually doing his job.
He's there. And then,
best was on Sunday. And he wasn't working security at the time; it was someone else. But I look up and there's a homeless gentleman here to greet me. Right?
So, really?
Wait, up here?
Yeah, right over there. Right over there.
And, nice.
I got this big memo, 2 weeks ago. Oh, now all the visitors have to be in the system. This is some system. This guy just walked in. Now, thankfully, this is a gentleman that I knew. And,
of course.
Was he leaving me an album? Maybe he was leaving.
He didn't, but I gave him one of the mugs, the AM970 mugs.
Why was he here?
That was here. To see me.
For real?
And so wait. This is major. So the security guard downstairs, whoever it was that was working on the weekend.
It was not someone I knew.
Allows the person to come upstairs and stand in the studio.
Yes.
While you're here.
That's right.
No, call upstairs. There's somebody.
Matt, was there
no
any call
vetting.
Upstairs? No call upstairs, right? Yeah,
the guy just appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you gave him a cup?
What is the
matter
with
him?
Yeah. I figured he's going to come all the way up here.
He could have been killed.
He could have given him
Well, that's what my concern. I mean, Derek, who was here, is a nice guy. But, I mean, if he could walk in.
Stop with this. No.
No, he is a nice guy.
Okay, so he's a nice guy. But the security guard downstairs. Why would he allow somebody to come upstairs?
That's what I don't understand.
Without calling up here, without
exactly.
whatever.
Because he was the nicest homeless man that he ever met.
I don't care. That's
and he said, I'm a personal friend. Now I have someone
We are
coming
blocks from
up.
The World Trade Center.
At 714.
We're a block from Wall Street.
I have someone coming up today, a dedicated listener.
They won't
don't
have
let
any problem getting up. <That's for sure.
laughs> she actually listened. She, huh?
How old?
Now, why would you ask?
Well,
the derogatory tone of your voice is not appreciated.
Not a derogatory tone.
It's derogatory. Now, what?
It's an
Why?
Angry tone because we shouldn't be allowing anybody to come up in this building.
What has that got to
that
do with
know?
Age of the girl that's coming up, the gal that's coming up? I don't know. She's probably 25 or so.
Well.
Oh, well, what?
Let her right in.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We're going night, off the air. My Gallagher's coming on a few hours early. No, she listens in Italy every morning.
Oh, really?
In Italy every morning. She's
that.
In America. Please smack this guy for me.
Ciao,
please. Bella. She's coming in, and she wants to visit the studio.
Great.
So it's great.
You know, Linda listens in Brooklyn every day.
Okay, good. Yep.
Can she
let's
come in?
Let more strangers home. And freak shows come in every day. That's it.
Hank Papura, United States Marine, all-around great guy. And great patriot. Thank you for the book. Look at this book I got.
You have one of those already, though.
I see. I wasn't going to say it on the air.
Nice.
It comes out.
That one.
It just comes out.
I need that one.
No, I
need
nice. Nice work, Frank.
Frank Sinatra, the art of. Do you know Bill Zemme? You know Bill Zemme. Great writer.
Personally, but.
And yeah, a dear friend from Chicago. Hank, thank you. I'm going to hold on to this. I'm taking this one home, baby. This is great. This is on my coffee table.
So one copy here.
Happy birthday from Hank. I appreciate that. And thank you, Mary and Idala. Thank you so much. For being so nice yesterday at the Friars Club, that was a great
spoil
time.
The surprise.
So we've lost. What?
Got the book. Oh, you got one already. Great. Yeah. Thanks. All right.
You know,
how's that beeper working? Everything good?
Elena Fred's coming in. About
right.
I'm scared about Lyme disease.
Oh, I
you know they have
too.
A killer. They have a killer tick now in New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, his name is Johnny, and he'll take care of you. Hello, that's my name, the Tick. Johnny the Tick.
The Tick is coming back, the series, right? I think it's coming back.
I don't know.
Anyway, Elena Fridge is going to tell you how you're going to avoid that and how you're going to deal
you
with
these. You want to plant those flowers?
These Lyme disease cases. David Burke is going to rip it up in here at 8 o'clock. Cannot wait for David to come in. Curtis Ellis is so bright and so wonderful. And with the Trump administration, you read his writings.
There's
a lot of vital writings where he's, and I got to ask him about, because I want to bring, China wants to partner with us to unload some, there's like a concrete mix. I told you about this. I'm talking with the unions on Thursday about this, because I want to create what they call jobs in New Jersey, as opposed to
what are those?
I know it's all about taxes. No, this whole campaign, everybody's yelling at each other. No one talks about jobs. I'm creating jobs. I'm hell bent on creating generic drug production in areas like Patterson, and I want with the Chinese, with New Jersey, and with another entity to bring some of the Chinese freighters in. To at least create jobs. The unions could build the silos. They could unload. The trucks could be there. But Curtis says, watch that. China's trying to take over our ports. So this is a great conversation we'll have with Curtis. I wasn't even aware of that. You know?
Also, there's so much misinformation out there about these steel and aluminum tariffs. And Curtis Ellis is one of the few people in the public sphere who really gets it.
Yeah. He does. I'm telling you. And Mike Gallagher will join us. Jeannie Zeno, who we absolutely adore, at 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Jeannie will come up in the 9 o'clock hour, professor of political science at Iona College, senior advisor at the consulting firm Applied Techonomics. And John Tobacco. He's a character, CEO of the Token Team. Are we got shirts? Is he making shirts for us or something?
Every week he's going to have a different deal in this What's the Deal
I love it.
Segment. And
I love it.
I think today he does have a deal for you on shirts.
So, Frankie, help me out with this. This Supreme Court decision was big before we go to break. And we'll go to break. We'll come back. I want to talk about this. And 877-970-2999. If a gay couple goes in and says, make a cake, and someone's going to be that backward where they're going to say, I don't want to make a cake because it offends my religious belief. It's like, oh, please, don't you just move on as the gay couple, as wrong as the baker may be. But you're telling me that that couple went in. This was an initiative on some sort of group to go after this particular guy.
Yeah, I think this was a concerted effort to get a legal ruling.
Walk me through this, Frankie Fibros, before we break. that business owner should have every right to do whatever the heck he wants. It's not because someone said in the community, somebody said, oh, well, no, he you know, it's part of the public. It's part, he gets water. He gets, you know, police protection. He's part of the. But he's paying his own money. He's paying his taxes. He's a business owner. He should do what he wants. So what if you're a Muslim baker? And what if someone walks in and says, I want a picture. I have a teacup pig at home, and I want to, it's my pig's birthday, and I want you to make a cake, Mr. Muslim Baker, of a pig on a cake. And the Muslim said, well, I can't, because it's a pork thing, and I can't do that. Why should that Muslim baker, should have every right to say, I feel uncomfortable doing that, and don't you just move on to the next baker? Don't you just move on? If I want to celebrate my teacup pig, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, why has it become such a national issue? I mean,
it's a question of free speech, meaning, you know, free exercise of religion versus discrimination. Should you be able to discriminate in depriving someone of your services because of their sexual preference?
A guy walks into a black baker. I want you to do a Ku Klux Klan guy on my cake. Get out of my store, you racist pig. I mean, you move on. But now it's going to become, everything's a crisis. You know what I mean?
Right. And, you know, maybe we could talk about this a little after we go to traffic. But this is a very narrow decision here. The court yesterday, and this is why the ruling was so lopsided, 7-2, they didn't rule in general on whether bakers should be able to be able
to
discriminate.
It was very specific, right?
It was just specific to this case. What Justice Kennedy ruled here in writing for the majority is that the commission, the Human Rights Commission in Colorado, didn't properly respect this baker's religious beliefs. So he didn't rule on the larger merits of whether or not you should be able to deny private services to same-sex couples. Some of the conservative justices wanted him to go even further, but they didn't rule on that.
Right,
so
gotcha.
There's going to be future cases. There's a future case about a florist and a gay wedding, and there's some other future cases that the Supreme Court is going to rule on in the future. So there was no definitive ruling on whether or not you can deny services.
Can't we just
based
all
on your
get
religion.
Along? Can't we just, you know, I mean, I don't know what the problem is. Everybody's got to, you know, make this everything a federal case, literally a federal case and a Supreme Court case. Deb, good morning. You know, Debbie's 7:21 with Debbie on the roads. It's like, I don't know why. I mean, we should accept everybody. And I don't know if somebody's going to be racist or sexist or you just have some hate in your heart. Just move on. Get away from that person. But I guess everybody's got to make their own little individual situation a federal case, literally.
Yeah, I think that seems to be the direction we're going, you know, unfortunately.
Nowadays. But. Hey, Deb, traffic-wise at 7:22, on a much lighter note.
I heard you talking about the traffic before. It takes you 45 minutes just to go
right
like three blocks.
You can't move. And if for security reasons, because they have the Fed down here and there's Wall Street and there's federal everything down here, they shut down one little lane. There is traffic forever. There's no... Oh, please. I don't know.
It's very busy downtown, you know, where AM 970
is. I wait. We have a meeting. I'll do a phone call. And then by the time I get out, it's lunchtime, and I've already put in like 8-9 hours, and then I got to sit in traffic for almost an hour to get to the Holland Tunnel.
It's not easy. I know. It's
get
not
me
easy.
To the chopper. Where's my chopper?
I know. I don't think there's any way around it, Joe. I just have to deal with the traffic,
know.
You know?
No, you make it sound so nice. So thank you for that.
I try.
Debbie.
Thank you're
you.
Welcome.
7:23, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, the New England Thruway, 95 southbound, right at 287. Accident blocking two lanes getting down into Port Chester. Southbound New York State Thruway, stop and go Spring Valley down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. That's some sun glare. Let's go to the inbound GWB 35. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 35. Holland, 25. Route 10 still closed at Prospect Road in Livingston. Accident with a down pole, the problem there. Stop and go traffic as well as you take a ride over to Route 1 south at Grandview Avenue. Edison with a collision. And we're still seeing some delays here on the FDR Drive North in the 70s. An accident still being cleared. So watch for delays there. Brought to you by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-70s. You now know where where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Join the Staten Island Economic Development Corporation at the 8th Annual SIEDC Green and Clean Festival Thursday morning, June 7th from 9 to 2 at the Staten Island Zoo. Family-friendly fun including green education, vendors, and interactive demonstrations all day throughout the zoo. This is the largest sustainable and green-focused event on Staten Island presented by National Grid and Pratt Industries. That's Thursday morning, June 7th from 9 to 2 at the Staten Island Zoo. The festival is included with regular zoo admission. For more information, visit SIEDC.org. That's SIEDC.org.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple stock closed at a record as the company kicked off its Worldwide Developers Conference. Apple unveiled ways for you to control the time you spend on your phone and to allow parents to track their kids' use of their phones. It's the first time Apple stock has ever risen to a record during the event. Ascena Group, parent company of Ann Taylor, Dress Barn, and Lane Bryant, reported a disappointing quarter. It lost money in the period. The executive credited with taking Starbucks from a small Seattle coffee shop chain to a business with 28,000 stores is stepping down. Howard Schultz, Starbucks executive chairman, will have the honorary title of chairman emeritus. The Dow Jones Industrials closed up 178 yesterday, the NASDAQ up 52 to a record, and the S&P was up 12. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Steve Lonnegan is anti-Trump.
In his own words,
the threat to the Republican Party is Trump.
Steve Lonnegan has lost 7 elections in a row and has too much baggage to beat the Democrats.
I've known Lonnegan for 25 years. He's always lost. He's a loser. Check his record. Loss, loss, loss.
Steve Lonnegan, he's just an embarrassment. John McCain will cut our taxes, end sanctuary cities, and secure our borders. John McCain is the conservative Republican we need in Congress.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
I've got glasses. Look at this. Very nice. Celia, thank you. See that? Got a little silver on the side there. And that, thank you very much. I left my reading glasses on my desk at the house. And then, of course, I left. And then I have a couple of them. So now we went to Duane Reade. How much were these? $140? Was it? No, $27? $27. That's not so bad. They really get you on these glasses. So how are we doing? We looking okay? Yeah, we're not bad, right?
You look so handsome.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
I mean, come on.
Wear those glasses when we go out. Will you please? Okay, sure. I will do.
Wear that frame. So nice.
Well, stop. Okay. Now, look, if you've been in an accident, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. I tell you this every morning, but I know that sometimes people have little situations that they get. Like an auto accident, for example. Coming down, by the way, coming into 78 yesterday, just one. Then there's a, God forbid, there's another accident. Happens all the time. But you don't know who to call, what to do, right? Bramnick is the place that you got to call. You got to call John and Brent Bramnick. John's been practicing since 1984, has 17 lawyers and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. You may not even need a lawyer, but you want to talk to somebody. If you want to talk to somebody, Mr. Bramnick is standing by with his son, Brent, okay? And if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to really pursue it and to give you your fair compensation. Because if something happened to you, you know you're going to be taken advantage of, and you want somebody to represent you. And I would suggest very, very highly John Bramnick and his lawyers, 30 lawyers standing by to assist you. They're there 7 days a week. They will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. And if you're wondering, how are you going to pay your medical bills, right? If you're hurt in the accident, these are terrible things that can happen to you. How do you be compensated for lost earnings? You can't work. The Bramnicks have all the answers. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, you need to call the Bramnicks, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878. 4878. You can reach them also at johnbramnick.com, JohnBramnick.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh, this is a nice note. Producer Frank Morano, please give these gifts to Joe and Debbie. The ribbon is for Joe, and the rosaries are from Rome. I thought Debbie would love this angel pin and perfumed rosary from the Vatican. This is great. I'm a spiritual person. I saw a vision of the Holy Family. Praise Jesus. This is Joseph Biglieri. Joseph, thank you. This is great. I'll give this. I'll keep the pin. I'll give the rest to Debbie, and we appreciate that very, very much. And God bless you, my son, indeed. Hey, so this is what happens when I've had this. I'm feeling better now. Thank you for asking. I have the whole. Everybody's got this allergy thing going. The eyes, the ears, the throat. I was like knocked out. Michael's got the same thing. Olivia's not feeling. It's like we got something, right? So I'm going, oh gosh. And of course, this is the crazy week where I got to go and I perform before an international audience outside the White House on Friday, right? And then I'm with my buddy, and you got a dedicated, beautiful wedding of some beautiful people, beautiful friends. You want to be on your game then if you're going to jump on stage. And then last night at the front, it's the Friars Club. It's like the, you know, the hub of show business. The Friars Club, man, the legendary Friars Club with Dina Martin and the pictures of the old man, Mr. Sinatra, and Dean Martin and Jerry. So now I got to perform, and I'm going with the nose, and I'm with the spray, and I'm trying to do the nasocort and the Flonase, and Afrin actually works better than anything, but then you lose your complete taste of smell, and somebody said, you can get addicted to Afrin. So I'm trying everything. So everybody goes to dinner. They go to dinner, and they did a beautiful job at the Friars yesterday. It's a multi-level, beautiful townhouse. And Milton Berle was there, man. I remember when I went in, I was doing Saturday Night Live. They said, you got to go to the Friars Club. I walked in. Of course, me being a hipster I was in the 80s, I had corduroy, it's a really goofy-looking sweater. And I walked in, and they said, Joe, I want you to meet Milton Berle. And Milton Berle goes, thanks for dressing, which was great. It was a great line. But it's history. So last night they did, on the upper floors, they did dinner. Beautifully catered dinner, right? Celebrating Dina Martin's Truberitz Award. She got the highest honor a woman could get at the Friars Club. So they're doing the dinner, which is great. Now, where do I go? Next door to Duane Reade. Why? Because I needed to kind of get my nose in order. So I'm buying all this stuff. You know, while everybody else is having a nice dinner, listen to me. And I go, and then I got a Gatorade because I needed the electrolytes because I wasn't eating all day. I needed electrolytes. So I get their Gatorade. I get the nose stuff. I'm outside. I look like a drug dealer. You know, I'm just trying to snort up. Anyway, so then I go. So now there's two security guys out there. And so it's nice. You're at the Friars Club. I feel very accomplished that I'm there. I'm dressed. I'm ready to go. I'm locked. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I blew my nose 1,000 times. Forgive me for being so graphic. And the security guy goes, oh, I thought you were retired. I say, great. That's what you want. You think if the security guy works at the Friars Club, he's going to know who's working and who's not working. So, of course, we joked about it and we laughed about it and we had a good time. But I went in and I wouldn't bring the Gatorade into the Friars Club. I thought that would be rude to bring. Am I right, Frankie? Probably protocol.
I think you did the right
thing. It says you have to wear jackets, suits, and ties. And it does say
no Gatorade.
It says it right there on the sign.
Powerade only.
That's all I could do. I drank the Gatorade. Look at me. There's always a pile of garbage somewhere in New York. So I'm drinking the Gatorade. I just threw the tissues, everything, ready to go. Bang. By the grace of Jesus Christ, I've stepped on stage and we did okay. I mean, by the grace of God. Because, you know, everybody's got this thing going on. So, and I wanted to make sure. And you're in front of your people.
Exactly.
Your people. And I'm doing Frank Sinatra tunes to Dean Martin's daughter.
You can't be sneezing and coughing as you're singing.
You're hitting the notes, not hitting the notes. Bill Boggs was there. Bill, it looks great. Bill will come on the show. He said he'll bring some Frank Sinatra audio
that'd
for us.
Terrific.
Wouldn't that be great? He was great. Tony LoBianco was there, and I'm probably forgetting so many other people. Tony and Elise were there. Who else was? Oh, gosh. I'm sure. Mike Marino was there. And then other great stars of the universe. I forget. So now, what do I say? This was really well run. Joe, you should come do a show.
That would be terrific.
Yeah. So what do I say? Because I'm a good company man, we should tie it in with the radio station. And we should have it sponsored. And yesterday at Luigi's son's wedding, I met the guy.
Don't tell me they got the wedding sponsored.
No. No. But the guy from Jack Daniels was there.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I do a little tribute to the old man. And you know what they said at the Friars Club? would you do, are you ready, Al? You ready, Frank? Would you do a cigar night?
Wow, that'd be great.
Now, Al may even show up for that. If you could, I can get Judas Priest to open for me?
There you go.
Maybe, maybe.
Come on.
So we should do a station situation where we go out to the Friars Club. We're sponsored by Tito's. Tito's will be, or Jack Daniels. We'll make it like a tribute to the old man.
Problem is, we can't do spirits.
No, but if we can do it if it's sponsored outside, I think, the station. I think you could probably say the sponsorship. We'll check that out. Because, and if you're listening,
Jerry will always find a way to take the money. Let's be honest. Come on. We'll find some loophole that makes it okay.
If there's money, you're absolutely right. But Al's right. And you know what I love about Salem, working for Salem Media, with the flagship station for the great Salem Media? They don't want casino advertising, and they don't want liquor advertising, because these are the vices, and I appreciate that. So, but there must be a way if it was a tied with the Friars Club. I just want to get the station out there.
Yeah.
I've been trying. I'm into my fifth year, and Mary is there. So I turned it off to Mary. I said, Mary. Richard and Lois Nicocha were there from Lorenzo.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, it was a great group. And I love Richard Lowe. They don't age at all. You ever notice they don't age? They don't age. I mean, I guess when you have all that money, you look good. So I said, Richard, I got the towels. I said it there. We were all laughing. Remember with the room? I said, Mary, Richard and Lois are going to buy advertising time on our station. They looked at me like they cracked up laughing. Mary will close that deal. You know she will. Huh?
She's certainly very skilled.
So anyway, get ready for a Friars Club. It'll be a listener event. So you're listening. Will you come see? We'll do. And everybody will gather around Al. We'll bring around Al.
I'm going to grow my hair back that day. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know, Linda did give me something to give to your mother.
No, I don't want it. I told you. Donate it. Give it to somebody else. I don't want it. No, I don't want it.
And so anyway,
by the way,
get ready for that.
The president is tweeting, and he is on fire. He's attacking Jeff Sessions again. The Russian witch hunt hoax continues, all because Jeff Sessions didn't tell me he was going to recuse himself. I would have quickly picked someone else. So much time and money wasted, so many lives ruined, and Sessions knew better than most that there was no collusion! ! I mean, if you're talking about browbeating a guy to walk away,
there's more to this than we see. I'm telling you right now, Frankie. You feel that?
I hope so. Because
there's more to this. It's everything the president does is a concerted effort for an end game. Is it for Sessions to leave? Is he talk to Jeff? Does he call it Jeff? Look, I'm going to go after you again on Twitter.
And he attacked the NFL again. He says we will proudly be playing the national anthem and other wonderful music celebrating our country today at 3 p.m. The White House with the United States Marine Band and the United States Army Corps.
I'm sorry.
Honoring America.
I love it.
NFL.
I love
no
it.
No escaping to locker rooms.
Sorry.
MAGA.
I love
enjoy.
It.
Enjoy.
I love it.
I mean, enjoy. Fire it away.
I love it.
You don't want to
fire
come to the White
away.
House? Screw you. Stay home.
I'm sorry. I love it. I think he should have let the players that wanted to celebrate the Eagles championship to bring those players in.
I don't think any of them should go. First of all, most of the time, the presidents don't even know what's happening, who is playing,
I love the way the president is doing this right in their face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because the president has always wanted to own an NFL team, and the NFL got him when he was owning a USFL team, tried to go up against the NFL in the fall when the USFL was the summer league, and this is Trump's way of sticking it to the NFL.
Now he's winning.
Well, of course he is.
877-970-2990-937. Hey, Dr. Elena Frid is live and right in the studio coming up momentarily. Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Five Burrows. Debbie's on the roads. Big Al's got the headline news for you live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
60 degrees at 738. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Green Market back open at the Oculus Plaza by the World Trade Center every Tuesday through October 30th. People can buy up local fruits and vegetables and local sweets at Church and Fulton Streets from now until 7 p.m. A Scotsman attempting to row from New York to his native country is safe after being rescued from rough seas over the off the coast of the Jersey Shore. Duncan Hutchinson contacted the Coast Guard yesterday from a position about 20 miles east of Barnegat Light after getting swamped in waters almost 9 feet in height, winds blowing over 20 miles an hour. A guard craft responded, taking him out of his rowboat, bringing him to safety. Hutchinson attempting the 3,500-mile transatlantic trip as a fundraiser, and as the Coast Guard also retrieved his boat, he's planning to once again Try the journey when conditions improve. Mayor de Blasio announcing a bill to make birth certificates more inclusive to all gender identities. The measure gives people who don't identify as male or female a third option for identifying their gender on their birth certificate as category X. The mayor says the health department will ask the Board of Health to consider these changes at a meeting today, and if agreed, a hearing in July and a vote in September will follow. California, Oregon, and Washington state have already enacted similar laws. In sports, Yankees split a doubleheader with the Tigers, winning the first game 7-4, losing the nightcap 4-2. Mets were off, and the Capitals just one win away from winning a Stanley Cup. They beat the Golden Knights 6-2 in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals in D.C. Vegas hosts Game 5 on Thursday. Sports sponsored by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to the New England Thruway. That's 95 southbound, slowing down by exit 21 in Portchester. Accident in the right lane. That's causing delays on 287 eastbound, getting right into that merge with 95. 684 north, exit 8 in Croton Falls. An accident there to deal with. And traffic is slowing down for you on the southbound Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland, all about 35. Route 10 closed at Prospect Road in Livingston. That's an accident investigation. Garden State Parkway heading north at 149, getting up through Bloomfield. Watch for a collision there. It's still kind of busy on the FDR Drive north in the 70s. Accident blocking two lanes. It's busy on the Harlem River Drive south, getting down through the area of the 140s in toward the 130s. Watch for some slowdowns as well on the LIE. That's going to be stop and go, heading out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Deb Piscopo, in the morning, telling you about Danino's. Love Danino's. Staten Islanders know Danino's is the place to experience the best thin crust pizza anywhere. All fresh ingredients, all the time. Born and raised on Staten Island, Mike Burke is the owner and his family. They want to extend their welcome to you, the long-term customers that have been at Danino's forever, and the new folks that are coming in. I found out about the guys. They said, Joe, you got to go to Danino's. So I went down to the Jersey Shore. They have locations in Aberdeen and in Brick. I went to Brick. I went down with little Charlie. We were down there. Oh, my gosh. I said, this is spectacular. Because I'm used to, like, New York, you know, or Jersey. This was, like around the Newark area where I was brought up. No, it was spectacular. Everything from Danino's, they use the right water. And you got to check out down in Greenwich Village. They have a beautiful, beautiful Danino's down there. That's where we went down with Frank Volpe. Frankie Five Burrows was there. They have Danino's popular clam pie made with chunks of juicy clams, fresh garlic, parsley, olive oil, grated cheese, which tastes good. The broccoli rob pie. Excuse me. A broccoli rob pie. Now, you know how good broccoli rob is for you? What an antioxidant broccoli rob is? It's made with sautéed broccoli rob, fresh garlic, and olive oil. You got to check it. Danino's has been a landmark on Staten Island since 1937, but they also have been bringing great thin crust pizza to New Jersey for many years now. Don't forget, like I'm telling you, Aberdeen and down the Jersey Shore in Brick, New Jersey. Most recently, that special and consistent taste of Danino's is in Greenwich Village, right in New York, New York. You could visit the website for all locations. You go to Danino's.com, please. You have to check this out. Best thin crust pizza anywhere ever. Denino's.com. Get ready for the best pizza experience of your life. Danino's.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
I'm getting, bless you, Frankie. I mean, personal advice from Dr. Elena Fritt. And then, oh yeah, we'll do Lyme disease too. 743. Can I tell you about MyPillow, please? MyPillow. this is the best pillow that you could possibly have. You know why? You'll get a good night's sleep. You know, they kept talking about Roseanne tweeting and Ambien, and she was on air. Forget about any of those sleep aids. Just go to mypillow.com, promo code AM970, boom. Deal of your life from Mr. Mike Lindell. 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack, which includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. 50% off of four pillows. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. You have a 10-year warranty, a 90-day money-back guarantee. And you know what? Sleep of your life. You're going to love the MyPillow. It's time. I know you're hearing my voice. You don't know. Look, I don't know, Joe. I'm not. Look, please, just remember this. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
So, you know, Elena, I just can't seem to... I need somebody that wants to say, let me help you take care of the kids. Is that rude to ask? You're a very happily married, very lovely, very beautiful gal, very professional. And just, I want to talk about Europe. I want to talk about Lyme disease. But can we talk about me first? Because, the relationship thing is so confusing. And you got married at a very young age, yes?
I got married at a... No, I actually, we started dating when I was 17. We got married when I was in my mid-20s.
Yeah, but still, that's young. I did marry 22. Didn't work out. When my first wife, 22, okay. I know.
Yeah, that's early.
But so now we're in a relationship, and they go, are we boyfriend and girlfriend? Are we together?
Right.
Well, I need you around more. I got that. I need you around more.
Which is nice.
Yeah, but yeah. But what? I'm not going to desert my kids for anybody. Do
no,
respect everybody.
Absolutely.
And it's not, I don't want to disrespect a woman by saying, you should be with my kids, and you should help me. I don't want to disrespect a woman.
Right.
I went through all that already.
Yeah.
Now the girl should get what she deserves. On the other hand, I don't want to wait.
You should get what you deserve.
Maybe?
I think so.
I'm going to be single forever. I'm saying. Do you have any nice Russian friends from the where Siberia?
From Siberia.
I need a nice Siberian girl that will think New Jersey is paradise. Oh my goodness, this is so nice here in New Jersey.
So. I know. That's actually a good idea.
So just write somebody at home. You want to be an old Italian guy from Jersey, from Siberia. She'll be so happy to be.
You're a catch.
Oh, please.
Come on.
She'll be good for like Eddie Murphy. She'll be good for like 18 months. Then she goes, where's my half? What is that? Oh, I'm sorry, Lena. I feel I know you. Please forgive me. I know you so many years now. And you are a great mom. You're a great wife. And you are touring Europe. You're working touring Europe?
Yes. So I was raising awareness for Lyme disease and particularly some neuropsychiatric problems that can occur from Lyme disease. And I was asked to come in to London a couple of weeks ago. Actually, a week before the royal wedding, I was there. It was very beautiful. The weather was amazing. The turnout was great. So, in fact, we think we don't know enough about Lyme and neuropsychiatric disorders, and in Europe they know even less.
Yeah,
so they're asking
yeah.
experts from here to come over there and educate.
Well, you're becoming world-renowned in this regard online. Tell us about it, because, you know, listen, I'm in Huntington County. Now they have killer ticks out there.
They do.
Yeah. Long Island's bad. The guys, Staten Island is bad.
Yeah.
What should we be worried about?
Well, Lyme disease is a bacterial infection that's spread through a tick bite, typically. And obviously right now, during the summer months, we are outdoors much more, and so the ticks are out there, and we live in an endemic area. So it's a major, major medical problem. It's becoming really a world pandemic. It's been reported in all 50 states, 80 countries around the world. So it's a major public health issue that I don't think is getting enough attention from our government, because there's not enough funding. And it's actually more prevalent than HIV and breast cancer combined.
Wow.
Yes.
So you get bitten by a tick, or you find a tick on you. What should we do?
So this is interesting. First of all, about only 50% of patients actually find a tick on them, because they're so, so small. So just like we think about sunscreen, we need to think about tick prevention. Kids are the most effective, because they actually spend the most time outdoors.
Yeah.
So kids ages 5 to 10. But of course, if you lead an outdoor lifestyle, you can be affected as well. If you play golf, you know, if you see all these wild turkeys on your golf course, they love to eat ticks. That's what they're doing over there.
Oh, my. Those wild, is that what those wild turkeys are doing? They're all over Huntington County, those guys.
Exactly. So definitely prevention is a big issue. As you know, I've developed a kids' wear line.
I love that.
DrFrid.com, and now it just came out with the spray.
This is yours?
Yeah, this
is
mine.
Take a look.
It just came out like about a week ago.
Oh, look at you, girl. This is Dr. Frid Natural Insect Repellent. We could check that out. You can go to where can we?
DrFrid.com, DrFrid.com.
I love that you have clothes.
Yep.
That you were kind enough to give me for Charlie, clothes that is that actually has an insect repellent on it.
Correct.
So how do you know? What are the signs of Lyme disease?
So the early signs of Lyme disease are very tricky. So you can have headache, flu-like symptoms, joint aches, and I specifically am not mentioning a rash because a rash is uncommon. So if you don't see a rash, does not mean you don't have Lyme.
Wow.
Okay, this is very important. But later on in the disease, which it can wax and wane, which means that if you, during the acute phase, you can have those things I just mentioned, and then things may get better, and then they can get worse again, and all of a sudden, when you look back a couple of months later, like in the fall, I'm getting sick a lot, I don't feel well, I get constant headaches.
Yeah.
You know, so these are kind of the subtleties of Lyme, and of course, it can cause more severe symptoms that you hear about on TV from various celebrities. But such as psychiatric issues, such as mimicking MS, even Parkinson's or ALS, heart problems.
Long-term, so, maybe even exactly, Alzheimer's, they think.
Correct. So it can definitely cause chronic symptoms if it's not treated early.
So antibiotics?
Right. So antibiotics early on is very important. Usually, if you do find a tick on yourself, I don't believe in taking an antibiotic for one day. I think if you live in an endemic area like we do, you have to treat for the full course, about 6 weeks or so, right after the tick bite, because the chances of the tick carrying the infection is very, very high.
Wow. Elena, thanks for the heads up. DrFrid.com. RID.com, DrFrid.com. You find the clothes. The insect repellent is right here. And I love it. Can ticks swim? We're sitting around. I'm with Allie and I'm with Olivia. And then we're looking in the pool. And it looks like a tick. Do they swim?
Not that they swim. They don't die. And there was a recent report that there were ticks in the water for 3 days and they didn't die.
I'm telling you, this thing was like indestructible. Exactly. It was like swimming.
The way you kill it, if you do see it, is you put it like in heat. So you can dry your clothes in a dryer for 15 minutes on high and they will die.
Okay.
Use insect repellent and don't get a tick bite.
Yeah, and when you take them off, you don't flush them. Do you step on, you burn them? Sometimes people burn them. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do that, but I'll put them in like boiling water or something. Yeah. Or like I said, in the dryer on high.
And do you know anything before we let you go about this killer tick in New Jersey?
So there are many ticks. They can, obviously, they can carry more than just Lyme disease. So they can carry various viruses that can be extremely dangerous, other bacteria, which also need to be tested for. And one thing I have to mention is that if you do think that you may have Lyme disease, the best thing to do is actually talk to your doctor and find out from your doctor how comfortable he or she is treating Lyme disease, because not all physicians actually know the details about this disease.
Right.
So just find out how comfortable they feel, how many cases they've seen recently, and these are the doctors you should be going for. Basically, stay safe out there.
Yeah, DrFrid, FRID, DrFrid.com. Elena, thank you. Welcome home, girl.
Thanks so
much. Give my love to Anton and to the boys as well.
Okay, we'll keep you posted on the new women sending your way.
Siberia.
Love your way.
Maybe I should go to Siberia, Dad. Maybe that's how fun. Love of my life. What exit is that anyway? I don't even know.
I don't know.
7:52, Deb's on the roads for you. Good morning, Debbie.
Oh, you're too funny. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Dr. Frid. Let's go over to the LIE West at Ocean Ave. That's an accident waiting for you. Stop and go traffic on the FDR Drive north up through the 70s. Accident cleared. Staten Island Expressway heading east at Clove Road. A collision there. Inbound GWB 35.
Lincoln almost an hour. Holland Tunnel still waiting about 40 minutes in. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. 753 with Piscopo in the morning. Did you go to your brooklinen.com website yet to get your Brooklinen sheets? These sheets are incredible. Everybody's talking about Brooklinen. They were developed by the husband and wife team in Brooklyn, New York, Vicky and Rich Fulop. And their philosophy was to make the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials. No crazy prices, right? No unnecessary markups and fees. Most bedding is marked up as high as 300%. I didn't even know that. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. 20,000 five-star reviews. Brooklinen sheets named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. In an array of colors, I got the smoky sheets. Thank you for asking. You can mix and match to complement any decor. This is luxury bedding under price. This is what Vicky and Rich Fulop are talking about. Plus, they're in Brooklyn, which I love. Brooklyn, get it? Brooklinen. You got to try these sheets. They're the most comfortable sheets in the world. You got to try them. And Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you listening. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Piscopo at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code Piscopo at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Piscopo.
Hey, Meg, pass the ketchup if you don't mind.
Sure. Here you go.
I was going to ask, since you pay attention to politics, who are you voting for in the 11th District Republican primary on June 5th?
That's easy. Peter DeNoville.
Peter de what?
DeNoville. Peter DeNoville. He's a former Navy intelligence officer who joined the military right after 9/11, and he's not a politician.
Oh, I like that. But what about Jay Weber?
You mean Trenton insider Jay Weber? Weber's been in Trenton 10 years. The debt's tripled while he's been there. No thanks.
Okay, I'll vote DeNoville on June 5th.
You better. DeNoville's a businessman who wants to stop Congress from growing the national debt. And DeNoville advised President Trump's transition team on national security.
Wow, DeNoville advise the president's team on national security? Impressive.
I know, right? So vote DeNoville for Congress in the Republican primary on June 5th.
I'm Peter DeNoville, candidate for the 11th Congressional District. I approve this message, paid for by Peter DeNoville for Congress, Inc.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, a terrific Tuesday to you. Hope everybody's doing well. You know what? Why don't you go to toploss.com right now and order yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin? Listen, the website is great. It answers all your questions to help you lose weight, have more energy, and feel great. There's no drugs. There's no stimulants. It's all natural. It is so simple to use. Couple capsules before you go to sleep at night. It works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Plus, you can enter to win free Calitrin. Just click the Enter to Win button when you go onto the site, toploss.com. But our friend Elizabeth is back. She's got even more great details. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Yes, sir. The number one choice for healthy weight loss. You're talking about losing inches first, losing pounds after that, and doing it all safely without drugs and without stimulants. So if you're looking to lose any weight, we've got a huge special right now. Our proven 90-day supply, where our huge 86% success rate is, right now on sale for 10% off, and you get a free bottle. That's a whole month absolutely free. So check that out. That's toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-800-325-4366.
Give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL, get yourself 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
Thanks, Al. You got 5 minutes right now, okay? From Route 22 Toyota, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. We'll give you to 805 after the news. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You can become a rewards member, be eligible for free lifetime oil changes. Meet Alex Kinsella there. He will offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. But right now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you call 855 855- 621-9949 from Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Hey, Joe Lumberg's out there on the roads. Good morning, Joey. How we on the roads, on the weather. There's my weatherman right there. How we doing, Joe?
We're doing good. We're going to see a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm today, probably late morning into the afternoon. And then it's dry from tomorrow through Friday. It's going to be pretty nice later this week.
It's going to be nice. Don't, what do you see? 80 degrees on Friday, is that, Joe?
On Friday, yeah, I think we can get to 80.
Oh, I'm loving that. Joe Lumberg, thank you. He's our meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Piscopo in the morning. We're flying through the morning. David Burke's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour coming up. You do not want to miss David Burke. He has some great, great items he's going to bring in live. And opening the Woodpecker, which is a restaurant that you might want to drop by on 30th Street. Curtis Ellis, Mike Gallagher, Dr. Jeannie Zeno, John Tobacco. Joe Piscopo on the radio, coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.